Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm breezes in Jerusalem. Cooler temperatures are expected as night falls. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in. Iran warns the U.S. that it will respond forcefully if Israel targets the Ali al-Tahir Ridge in Lebanon. Reports indicate more than a dozen Revolutionary Guards are entrenched with Hezbollah there. Also, in the past hour, Israel Hayom reports Defense Minister Katz threatens that an Iranian attack will remove all constraints, promising strikes on all infrastructures. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, amid protests in Spain, accusations surface that Israel and the U.S. planned the migrant invasion into the Ceuta enclave with Morocco. Separately, Times of Israel notes Iran warned the U.S. against an Israeli strike on a South Lebanon ridge held by Hezbollah. This site is said to have key underground facilities. And finally, from earlier today, Forward reports the U.K. plans to reset policy on West Bank settlements. Miliband announced upcoming economic sanctions and other measures. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago on heightened tensions near the northern border. OSINT 613, an open source intelligence analyst, writing on X just now, highlights the strategic importance of the Ali al-Tahir Ridge. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, comments earlier today on the potential diplomatic fallout from the UK's West Bank policy shift. Let's go deeper, starting with Iran's latest warning to the US. As reported by Walla, Iran has made it clear that any Israeli action against the Ali al-Tahir Ridge in Lebanon will lead to a forceful response. The ridge is a strategic position for both the Revolutionary Guards and Hezbollah. This development raises concerns about a possible escalation in the region, affecting both military and civilian security. Turning to Defense Minister Katz's recent statement, Israel Hayom reports that Katz emphasized any Iranian attack would lead to widespread Israeli military responses. This comes amidst Iran's continued threats of retaliation. Such a scenario could significantly impact regional stability and economic conditions. Meanwhile, protests in Spain have taken a new turn. Israel Hayom reveals claims that Israel and the U.S. were involved in planning Morocco's migrant breach into Ceuta. These allegations, though unproven, add to the diplomatic tensions within Europe and the broader international community. Separately, Times of Israel highlights Iran's caution to the U.S. regarding Israeli actions in Lebanon. This is tied to the Hezbollah-held ridge with underground facilities. The situation underscores the delicate balance of power and the potential for broader conflict involving major international players. And finally, the UK's policy shift on West Bank settlements, reported by Forward, marks a significant change. The British government plans to introduce sanctions and other measures. This move could affect diplomatic relations with Israel and influence international perspectives on settlement policies. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Eli Cohen, after a strong showing in the primaries, aims to become Israel's Minister of Finance. Cohen seeks to lead economic policy with a focus on growth and reform. Separately, CTEC highlights a major real estate opportunity in Jerusalem. 10 dunams in central Jerusalem are up for $140 million, with plans for residential towers and hotel developments. And finally, from Globes, an AI-focused conference tackled managing risks and safeguarding privacy. The event, held by Lipa & Co., underscored the growing intersection of artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.